Your voice and worship your creator. Hallelujah. Tightrope walk across a canyon and he would return safely. And after doing all of these miraculous, like amazing deeds, he turns back to the crowd that has been cheering him on and says, "Who would like to come with me?" And not one of them volunteered. And then at the end, his manager volunteers and he goes. And I feel like, you know, we are amazed by this amazing creator and everything that he has done. But the call for you and I is to piggyback on him and to actually go on this adventure with him. Amen. So we're going to sing that once more. And honestly, it's a time of between you and God where he is asking, "I'm going to do amazing things. Are you with me? Do you trust me? Do you want to come with me? Do you want to give your life to Jesus?" And maybe this is the very first time you're saying yes, and that's all right. Trust him. I have trusted him in my life and he has always brought me back to safety. Are you ready to give your life to Jesus? Can he have it all?
All right, let's turn our Bibles to Luke chapter 24:30-31. Luke 24:30-31. All right. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened and they recognized him and he disappeared from their sight. Let me read it once again. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened and they recognized him and he disappeared from their sight. So dear friends, this is a context where Jesus is risen. He's risen indeed. So there were two disciples who were with the 11 disciples of Jesus. There were other people as well. So Amongst others, there were two people who were on their way to go to a village called Emmaus, which is near to Jerusalem. And on their way, they have seen Jesus. Jesus came and he was speaking to them and they could not recognize him. But once they have reached the village, Jesus reclined at the table and he broke bread and he allowed them to participate in that. And when they had the Holy Communion, when they break the bread, so that's when their eyes were opened. So dear friends, this is a very important moment of our life. I would encourage each of you to participate in eating the bread, which symbolizes the body of Jesus that was broken on the cross, and the juice that we partake resembles his blood that was shed on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins. So as we take part, as we participate, I would encourage you all to please examine where our hearts are and to remember the great sacrifice that Jesus has done for us. And as we do that, I believe that God will open our spiritual eyes and that we would feel his presence in our life. I request the ushers to hand over to share.
So